You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Hello, my friends. When I conceived of this month's meditation series, and when I started it even last week, the world felt like a different place. And so here we are. I am recording this episode, and we, at least here in the States, I know I have listeners all over the world, and I'm so grateful for all of you. And so forgive me if this isn't true for you, but for us here in the States, the coronavirus pandemic has really sort of taken hold. And to date here, schools are closed and many businesses, including my own, are closed. And as I listen to the news, I hear of borders being closed and national curfews and quarantines in countries across the world. And so we'll start tonight just by taking a breath together in all that is this moment. So let's just take a breath in and a breath out. And rather than recording this as I normally do, sitting in my studio on a Monday night with 10 to 20 fellow meditators, I am sitting in my closet because it's good audio quality in a closet. And I am bringing to mind all of the listeners that may be listening or are listening to this episode today in the myriad of experiences that we might be having. I decided after some debate that I'm actually going to continue with the series that we are in right now, which is called Wayfinding, Remembering the True Self. Because, of course, synchronistically, this, I feel, does tie in really nicely with where we are today. And so if you'll remember this journey through self, this wayfinding that we're going on this month, is guided by three forces. The forces of hindsight, of insight, and foresight as the tools to help us connect into the depth of self. The true self. And today's episode is meant to be dedicated to insight. And interestingly, you know, the meditation that I teach is called mindfulness. And mindfulness here is a secular version of a Buddhist style of meditation called Vipassana. And Vipassana means insight. In fact, here in the States, it's called the Insight Meditation Society. So really, the word Vipassana is a Pali word, and it translates to special seeing. It means being able to see within. And the original texts, when they talk about meditation practices, they talk about these practices leading us to our innermost truthful state of sorrowless joy and inner luminosity. They're beautiful words, and they're translated in many languages in many different ways. But essentially, the teaching is telling us that somewhere inside, there is an undisturbed well of peace. And if we can access that well of peace, it is with us always. And so I want to share an experience I had in my meditation practice months and months ago at this point. But I was practicing with my business partner at the studio, just the two of us. And we had said before we started our weekly meeting, we would just sit for 30 minutes. And so we turn the music on and we get ourselves situated. And I had had a tickle in my throat all day. And so I, you know, had a cough drop and I had had some water and some tea. And I was like, okay, I'm feeling fine. And then, of course, the minute we start meditating and it's silent, I'm like, oh my gosh, all I need to do is cough really badly. I need to get up and get some water. And I was very conscious of not wanting to disturb my partner. And I also was so consumed by the experience of how comfortable I was. I was having a really deep, relaxing meditation experience. And although I was very aware of the discomfort of this tickle in my throat, at the same time, in the same second even, I was so comfortable, I knew I was not going to get up and go get a cup of water. And I continued just to watch this duality exist for the entire span of the practice that day, that I was equally uncomfortable and wishing I had a glass of water next to me, and so comfortable that I was not going to get up and go get the glass of water. And in that moment, I really felt, oh, I understand that teaching of the well of peace inside. I'm in it in this moment. And the fascinating thing is, it's nothing to create. It's nothing that you have to work for to have. It's just there. The practice is being able to relax enough inside to touch it. And so I think this becomes incredibly relevant in the moment that we're in right now, when I think many of us are completely consumed in the cycles of anxiety and fear and uncertainty. And so this episode is not to discredit the very real fear and anxiety that's happening right now at all. However, this podcast is also hopefully offering the reminder, the education, the guidance towards knowing that even amidst that level of anxiety and fear and stress, we can also touch into that inner luminosity, that well of peace. So I went to the grocery store today. I only needed a few things just to kind of fill out what we had at home. And I thought it's been a couple days since the initial panic and probably everybody's gotten what they need and the grocery stores are okay. And I'm just going to go get these few things. And I walk into the grocery store and I have to say I was completely caught off guard that so many of the shelves were bare. So many, like I've never gone into a grocery store and there's been no meat. There was nothing in the freezer section. It was just empty shelf after empty shelf after empty shelf. And immediately I felt my body contract in fear. Instantly my throat, my heart, my belly clenched in this fear of there's not enough. We're going to go hungry. People aren't being responsible. They're not going to be responsible. It's only going to get worse. And you can see how this creates almost a dangerous cycle of thinking, right? I acknowledge lack. I worry for my safety. I get angry that people aren't doing what I believe is the right thing to do. And because I don't think people are going to do the right thing, well, now I'm even more worried about lack, about my safety, and I'm more angry. And I'm doing this little circular thinking, this circular freaking out that intensifies every time I make that mental loop. And it's creating the urge inside to buy extra stuff in the grocery store that I didn't need. It's creating the anxiety to like run and turn on the news and see if I miss something and to call all my neighbors and tell them that the grocery store was empty too. And instead, these are the moments when we really must rely on our practice. And I think it's the hardest. I mean, full acknowledgement, this is the hardest moment to practice. When you're feeling crazy, making the choice to get still is one of the most difficult choices you have to make because that moment is so uncomfortable. When we're contracted in fear, it is so terrifying to think, I'm going to stop and really sit down and feel this. And we practice so that we're able to identify that fear as it's coming up, rather than getting lost in the fear and in that crazy cyclical thinking. So we want to be able to feel the moment our heart contracts, our throat contracts, our belly contracts, and go, I know this. This is fear. Let me get still. And of course, sometimes the feelings might be too much. And so if you find yourself in a moment that's too much, you really can't feel safe when you sit down, then definitely number one most important thing is to get support. Work with a therapist, a mental health professional if you can, that can really help you to create safety and a foundation to sit. And if it feels okay for you, just to sit for 1 minute or 2 minutes, it's giving us the ability to release that urge to hurry and rush and do more and be busy and fret. And it's inviting us inside, looking for that well of peace. So in moments that are not consumed by a pandemic, I often work with the mantra, when I get still, I remember I am safe, I am held, and I am loved. And I've been playing with that mantra again here in this moment. And I know for some, perhaps that phrase, I am safe, might not be the right phrase, because maybe you really are not in a moment that's safe. And if that's true, we might even just change that wording to, may I be safe, may I be held, may I be loved. But offering that sense of trust and connection inside, directed towards our heart, is this version of insight for ourselves. And so we're going to practice in a few minutes. And as we practice, we'll do what we normally do. We'll sit down. We'll get still. We'll direct our gaze inwards towards our breath. And we'll let the thoughts and the feelings just go on in the background. And for some, you might find that you really are able to let the thoughts just sort of soften into the background. Let the anxiety soften into the background and just be present to your breath and the sensations as they rise and fall. And equally, you might find today that you sit down and try to turn your gaze inward towards the breath and the thoughts are too loud. The thoughts are too frantic or the feelings too strong. And if you find yourself in that moment, I invite you perhaps to open up your eyes, place a hand on the heart, and see how it feels to work with some phrases of loving kindness towards yourself as a tool for being with fear in a kind way. So we might say, may I be safe? May I be held? May I be loved? Or, may I be filled with loving kindness? May I treat myself kindly in good times and difficult? And may I be well and live with ease? So let's take some time to practice together today. Take a moment to get a seat. If you've already been seated with your legs crossed, you might uncross them and cross them the other way. If you're at home like me today, you might be seated on a couch or set up comfy in your bed. You just want to sit in a way where you won't fall asleep. You'll let your hands rest down onto your lap, palms face down. Letting your eyes drift closed as you feel ready. And if that feels particularly unstable today, you can certainly take a soft gaze down towards the ground. And together as a group here, deep inhale in. Exhale out a sigh. Inhaling deeply. Exhaling out a sigh. And allowing your breath just to fall to its own natural pace. And feeling the easy inhales and exhales as you settle yourself into your practice. And you might begin here just by silently saying to yourself, "Now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate." And with that invitation, really allow yourself to sit. Feel the full weight of your body settling into the cushions or blankets beneath you. The subtle lifting and lengthening of your spine. You might roll the shoulders back and down. Feel a bit of length through the back of the neck. And a little lift through the crown of the head. And the muscles through the face relax. The forehead smooths and broadens. And perhaps you can even feel a sense of space right behind the brow bone, as if your brain could just settle back away from the brow bone just a bit. And the skin around the eyes softens, relaxing across the temples and down through the jaw. Softening through the lips and the tongue. And sending a few breaths out across the collarbones, just letting the collarbones and the shoulders spread and settle. Feeling the rise and fall of the chest as you breathe. And maybe just gently noticing any of the sensations in the chest today. Letting yourself be present without judgment. And you might relax the muscles through the belly. And you'll notice the way the front of the body feels just a little bit softer than normal. A little bit more open. And you'll gently guide your awareness inward to begin feeling the breath. And you might let that awareness rest just inside the nose. So that as you breathe in, you're feeling the sensations of breath as the breath travels in. And as you breathe out, you're feeling the sensations of breath leaving the body. And we'll just continue here for a moment or two, just feeling the breath. Letting any thoughts or distractions happen in the background without getting too uptight or too worried about what your mind is doing. And just seeing if you can feel the breath here. Thank you. As our awareness settles, gradually, perhaps you find that the experience that unfolds inside is one that shows us our inner reality is ever present and unaffected by the changing conditions of the external world. And to aid in that discovery today, we might place a hand on the heart or the belly if that feels comfortable to you. And let's just work with a mantra for a bit. May I be safe. May I be held. May I be loved. May I be safe. May I be held. May I be loved. Stay with this for a few minutes in silence, just gently repeating the mantra, feeling the breath. Thank you. If you haven't already let go of the mantra, let it go. And let the internal gaze broaden inside, taking in the fullness and the depth of that internal experience for one last minute. Deepening your breath a bit more here. If you've slumped over at all, you might straighten your spine a touch. And just wiggling your fingers and your toes. Drawing your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer, bowing your chin down. Taking a moment just to simply honor the practice had here today. One final breath, deep inhale in. Exhaling out a sigh. Namaste. And guys, as we wrap up today, I just want to leave you with one last little quote. So this comes from a book called The Secret of the Yoga Sutra, written by Pandit Rajmani. And he writes, "When directed outward, the mind unveils the mysteries pertaining to the external world. We become scientists. When directed inward, it unveils its own mysteries and sees the seer within. We become sages." And if you've listened to this podcast in the past, you have heard me talk about that word sage, because originally sage was used as a verb, and it meant to taste, to experience for oneself. It means to practice, to turn the mind's eye inward and look, to listen. And we tend to keep ourselves busy to avoid seeing within. And this practice tells us to stop running away from ourselves and to look. Now more than ever, we must stop running away from ourselves, sit down, and look within. I'm here with you in this practice. To all of my listeners everywhere, wherever you may you be healthy, may you be happy, may you be free from fear. Thank you guys for listening. Namaste. Thanks for listening to the Mindful Minute. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you would take time to leave a review or share this with somebody you think would enjoy it. To learn more about my in-person and virtual offerings, visit MerylArnett.com or check me out on Instagram at MerylArnett. Thanks, y'all. See you next week.